Now, the opening bell on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Brought to you by Nusenda Credit Union. The power of we.
Stock market off to a bad start today. Dow's down nearly 600 points after the hotter than expected inflation report earlier this morning. It's time for our stock and business updates. Today, sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks, and joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Penagopoulos. And Pavlos, the stock market had been rebounding in recent days until this morning after that inflation report.
Pundits are telling us, hey, inflation is cool. The Fed's doing a great job. And again, if you agree with the currency speculators that the euro and the pound are nothing more than trailer trash, this latest uptick in inflation, this currency correction, you know, Bob, right now the dollar is, the cleanest shirt in the smelly laundry bin.
Well, the dollar has hit an all-time high against the euro at 99 cents and the pound sterling, Britain's currency, at 114. Is it a good time to go to Europe, perhaps? Maybe even stop at Buckingham Palace and place some flowers and pay your respects to the Queen?
Yeah, Bob, you and I can go over there, right? If we had the money to do it, we'd just go and pay our respects. But, you know, Bob, in this fiat currency world, all the currencies are trailer trash. I guess that we don't really think about that. Again, I won't be going to Europe anytime soon, especially as the weather gets a little colder. You know, you saw a lot of those policymakers from Germany laughing when President Trump said, hey, don't buy gas from Russia. German citizens are now finding out they may have to take cold showers to save energy. And, Bob, I guess I'm okay with a cold shower in August, but, you know, it's getting a little cold. I don't want to go get a cold shower in Germany or even England anytime soon.
All right, so you're saying Europe's electricity crisis is here to stay for the time being anyway. It means years of misguided energy policies in Europe now exposing the Achilles heel to President Putin's advantage.
Yeah, you know, and they talk about the advances that, you know, Ukraine is making. We're all cheering on the Ukrainians, hoping that they continue to go and do some positive things and push back the Russians. But again, this Build Back Better Light is basically an inflation acceleration bill. Again, we'll get upgrade our electrical grid, and they'll have that $800 billion West Virginia payback, I call it, pipeline engineered by Joe Manchin to send West Virginia natural gas, not Keystone gas, to the Eastern Seaboard, which, of course, is hungry for electricity and heat. So, you know, Bob, it's all politics.
All right, so you say all of the talk of this Green New Deal by the Democratic leadership, is that just talk, like Machiavellian winning an election is all that matters, and they'll call nuclear energy, keep coal plants running in New Mexico, or California backpedaling, closing its latest nuclear power plant?
Yeah, Bob, Machiavelli, very nice. Politicians, Bob, do not want the lights to go out right before the election, so we're knee-deep in the silly season with the 24-hour news cycle, and all this elaborate remembrance of the Queen has taken the public's mind off of the cold showers that we may be taking this winter, especially in Germany. Again, coming food shortage and a collapsing of the currencies.
All right, so how can listeners take advantage of all of this with reallocating their portfolios on the crisis on the horizon?
Bob, glad you asked. Tune out the media who are going bonkers about the Queen's legacy. Think about your own legacy and how you'll survive these troubled times and pay for the rising cost of electricity, gas, taxes, food, shelter. Here's a four-step plan for success. Number one, see the dollar as the cleanest shirt in the stinky laundry bin in this fiat currency world. Again, where money is nothing worth nothing but the paper it's printed on. Again, central banks, the Fed, European Federal Reserve, and also the British central banks will continue to devalue and debase their currencies as a way of getting out of the massive debt that they buried us into. Just go to world.debtclock.org and you can watch the currencies getting debased live. Number two, commodities will continue to be scarce. There'll be higher demand. The Fed will embark on a demand destruction policy. It's not working, Bob. You know, they should be working on supply side and getting more natural gas and more energy to our economy and get us out of this inflation super cycle, but that is not happening again. Rebalance your equities. Again, look at these trends. See the transportation companies that process, deliver commodities, and again, every day that we need the things that are not paper, and again, Wall Street will try to manipulate the paper investments. And then four, keep your eye on the ball. Don't fall into the Wall Street media or propaganda that the dollar is so strong, Bob. We're all going to Europe. Again, it doesn't look that great. Just look at your bank statements, your 401k statements, and you'll see what's really happening. Reposition and look at tax harvesting before the end of the year and see the dollar will come back down to earth right before the election.
All right, Pavlos, how can our listeners reach you and your team? And you want to tell them about your October client dinner?
Yeah, we have an October client dinner, so just go on to our website, My Financial Sense. You can find out more about it. It'll be October 13th at 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites. And lastly, I'll mention Bob Securities Investment Advisor Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investment Protection Corporation. Bob, wash those shirts. No reason to pull one out of the stinky laundry bin.
All right, Pavlos, we'll talk to you next week. Let's get an update on traffic and weather now. Here's Candy Cruz.